Etat,
etat,
sangsuchitam,
sangsuchitam,
brahman,
brahman,
tapatraya,
tapatraya,
chikitsitam,
chikitsitam,
yat,
yat,
ishvare,
ishvare,
bhagavati,
bhagavati,
karma,
karma,
brahmani,
brahmani,
bhavitam,
bhavitam,
etat sangsuchitam brahman, tapatraya chikitsitam yadishvare bhagavati karma brahmani bhavitam etat sangsuchitam brahman tapatraya chikitsitam
यदीश्वरे भगवति
कर्म ब्रह्मणि भावितम् एतत् संसूचितं ब्रह्मन् तापत्रयचिकित्सितम् यदीश्वरे भगवति कर्म ब्रह्मणि भावितम्
एतत्
this much
sangsuchitam
decided by the learned
brahman
o
brahmana vyasa tapatraya three kinds of miseries chikitsitam remedial measures yat what Ishvare, the Supreme Controller. And Bhagavati, unto the personality of Godhead. Karma, one's prescribed activities. Brahmani, unto the great. Bhavitam, dedicated. Translation, O Brahmana Vyasadeva, it is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure for removing all troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna.
ईश्वरे भवति कर्म ब्रह्मणि भावितम् Now in the last verse, Narad Muni says, "Dina vachanti tat padam." By which one can go back to home, back to Godhead. Tat padam. Padam means about our position. Position, that is, after liberation, one can get the spiritual position, sadhujya, sarupa, sarapa, sasti, samit. There are different types of position, although they are all spiritual. One is the sadhujya, mukti, or to become one with the Supreme, merge into the Supreme. This is one position. Another position, sarupa. The same feature of the body, just like Rana, four-handed. In the Vaikuntha planet, the inhabitants, the citizens, they have got four hands. When Ajamin was delivered by the Vishnu Sena, they appeared exactly looking like Vishnu, that is described. That is called sarup. Sarup was shasti, same opulence. Samipa, always near, associate. There are five kinds of gacchanti tat padam. But out of these five, the first one, namely to merge into the existence of the Supreme, that is very dangerous. Not safe. Therefore, Vaishnava never accepts Adhijana to become one with the Supreme. Because Vaishnava knows that impersonal attachment is risky. They know it perfectly. Therefore, a Vaishnava Vaishnava is not anxious for any kind of mukti. Yamanam nagrinam. They don't want. Especially Gaudiya Vaishnava. They don't want mukti. They are happy wherever they are existing, if they get the chance of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is Bhaktisara. They don't want anything more. That's why Haridas Thakur. We should not imitate, but the position is like that. That's why Prahlad Maharaj, he was not at all afraid of this material world. He was very cautious. A spiritualist, a devotee, a Krishna conscious person should be very cautious, but not afraid to meet any dangerous position, but must be cautious. Cautious in this way that he may not fall down again under the clutches of Maya. This should be, care should be taken. If we fix up our mind, Mami was a prapadant. If we fix up our saranagati, surrender to the Supreme, then there is no question of falling down. Mami was a prapadant, Maya metam taranti. That's why Haridas Thakur was tested once by Maya and in another time he was tested by a prostitute to allure him. He was a young man. Haridas Thakur was a very beautiful young man. So, under diplomacy of Ramchandra Pant, he was to be entrapped. You know the story that is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Haridas Thakur was not entrapped because he was strong. Strong enough. Mami was a prapadante, Maya metantante. Maya could not do anything. Although Maya came there at dead of night, very beautiful, attractive dress, attractive feature, attractive words. This is Maya. So, he was not allure. Rather, the Vaishya or the prostitute became converted into a Vaishnavi. That is the resultant action. If one is polluted, if he comes in contact with Krishna, or Krishna's pure devotee, he or she will be purified. Krishna is never allured, neither Krishna is become a victim of anything material. Krishna's position is different. That is stated in the Isopanishad. Apapu vidham. Krishna is never afflicted by any kind of contamination. He is purna, suddha, nitya, mukta. Similarly, those who are advanced devotees, they are not allure. But the result is that one who comes to allure a devotee, or one who comes to allure Krishna, he or she becomes purified. He or she, kama, krodha, bhaya. Somewhere or other, if one comes in contact with Krishna, then he becomes purified. Tejasam na dosha. Apparently, it appears that Krishna is dancing with the young girls, they are crying. But it is not that Krishna is contaminated. They become purified. Actually, they are eternal associates of Krishna, the gopis. They are not ordinary women. There are descriptions in the Srimad Bhagavatam. They are dancing in the spiritual body, not in the material body. They are dancing in the spiritual body. Their spiritual body was lying down with their husband. These descriptions are there in the Bhagavatam. So, gopis, lila, is not material. So there is no question of contamination. But materially, this kind of activity, to dance at the end of night with young girls, that is not permitted. With others' wife, you can dance with your own wife, but you cannot do that. That is sinful. So, the real business is, as Narada Muni says, maya anubhavam anubhava abhidham. One should know what is maya. Jainam, after complete knowledge of maya and Krishna, jena gacchanti tatpadam. Then one is promoted to the spiritual world. But the promotion, I have already discussed, there are five kinds of promotion, elevation. Out of that, the one promotion, namely, to merge into the existence of the Supreme, that is very dangerous. Dangerous means that is risk of falling down. Because it is not possible to merge into the personal body of Krishna. Or you can take the bodily effulgence of the rays of the body. Everything is absolute. We talk. So, merge into the Brahma effulgence. That is also Krishna's bodily ray, just a prabhava. So, we are a small particle. So, we merge into the Brahma effulgence. Brahma effulgence means collection of so many Brahmas together. That is Brahma effulgence. Unlimited number. Anantaya, kalpat. We are a small particle. Kesadra satavadasya satavadasya satavadasya. 1/10,000 part, small particle. Just like the sun shines, it is a combination of bright molecules of samsara. Is not that?
Yes.
Protons?
No, photons.
Photons. We have got name. But this is all, we know, kona. Kona, a small part. So, when they are put together, it appears homogeneous. But they are not homogeneous. They keep their individuals. They keep their individuals. So, that is eternal. That's a fact. But we are not only eternal. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. As his bodily effulgence, that is only eternal part. Sat means eternal. Chit means knowledge and ananda. So these three things are required. Simply eternity is not good. There must be knowledge and ananda. So, this monist theory of Advaita Bhava, eternity, that may be achieved arudhya pichena by severe penunciation of austerity, it can be attained. But patanti adha anadita jismadanta, that is the statement of Bhagavad, they again fall down. Why? Anadita jismadanta. They could not get the information of the shelter of Krishna, lotus feet of Krishna. Without taking shelter of Krishna, they fall down. Patanti adha. Again, we have explained many times, there are many Mahamadis, they must, they give up this world, but again, fall down. In so many ways, we have several times. So that is not very safe. What is that?
Some dog.
Dog friend? So, Narada Muni, by the grace of the Mahatma, he could understand that this material position is very dangerous, and dangerous means dukkhalam, always miserable condition, but one cannot understand. Unless he is Krishna conscious, he cannot understand what is the miserable condition of this material world. He cannot understand. This is Maya. He is suffering, but he is thinking, I am happy. This is called Maya. So when one becomes Krishna conscious by the grace of the Supreme Personality, Guru Krishna, by the grace of Guru and Krishna, then he understands that this place, this material world, is full of misery. Then Brahma Jigna. But foolishly, people do not understand that it is a miserable condition. Sanatana Goswami, he was minister by contract with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could understand that although I am minister, although I am holding very high exalted position, I am learned scholar in Sanskrit, Urdu, Farsi, but I am not happy. Therefore, he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kiyani kyano mori jate tab. He understands that I am in the suffering. Suffering, everyone can understand why you are moving the fan. I am suffering. But foolish people cannot understand. They think that I am enjoying. This is the example. Why I am moving the fan? Because I am suffering. every step, padang padang jada vipadang, every step danger, every step suffering. But on being illusion, moho, it is called moho, janasya mohoya, aham mameti, I am this, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, I am American, aham, false identification, I am very strong, I am very beautiful, I am very ugly, I am poor, I am rich. Janasya mohoya, aham mameti. But you are none of these. You are simply servant of Krishna. Jiber Sarupa Nitya Krishna. This is happiness. Otherwise, in whichever way to identify, even they are identified. When they fail to identify with all this nonsense, then I am God, I am Narayan. This is not help. When one will understand that I am servant, eternal servant of Krishna. This question was put by Sanatana Goswami, Kiyami kano more jape tapo throat. But foolish people, they do not understand what is tapotra. Although, we are suffering everyone. This is tapotra. Just like you are feeling very warm. This is one of the thras. It is called adhidoyi. You cannot check it. Similarly, when you feel severe cold, you will react. You go to the far place. And that is another thras. So either in warmth or in winter, you are suffering. Everyone is suffering. Suffering is there. Even when we are within the womb of the mother, there is suffering. For 10 months, packed up condition, there is suffering. Then come out from the womb of the mother, suffering. In the womb also there is suffering. Not only packed up, but there are worms with the stool and urine of the mother. And they find very delicate skin. They enjoy by cutting. The worms enjoy. Naturally, he cannot move. Therefore, at the 7th month, when he is little conscious, he feels, how can I get out of it? Krishna says, if one is little pious, he prays to Krishna. Krishna this time saved me. Now I shall begin worshipping you. So that get out of this entanglement of birth and death. He becomes conscious. But as soon as he comes out, then Maya is there. Maya is there. There is father, there is mother, or nice child. Now the child thinks I am very happy. I've got such a nice father, and other friends they are taking. These are described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in a song. What is that song? You can say. Janamo Haila? So, in this way, Maya is always entrapping. We are always suffering. Three kinds of suffering. Akshati, Rajibodhi, Rajibodhi. And we think now we are very happy. Now we have got this electric fan or air-conditioned room, so Jamaraj will not be able to enter, and I am secure. I have got good bank balance, good wife, good children. No. This is illusion. නසාදු මන්නේ ජතු ආත්මනයං අසන්නපි ක්ලේශදයාසදය කුලං ඊ පසෙස්ටිස් මටීරියල් බෝඩි නෝ ඊල් හැව් ටු සෆර් දැට් ඉස් ඉට් ඩිස්ක්‍රයිබ්ඩ් හියර් තාපත්‍රය තාපෝ මීන්ස් මිසරි and traya means free. So chikisita, the same man, when he's suffering, he goes to the doctor, physician, said, I'm suffering from disease, give me some medicine. So he takes medicine, that is sane man. An insane man, he does not go to the physician for treatment. He thinks this is natural. What is that? This is the difference between foolish man and sane man. They belong to their foolish class that tadvijjānātham sa gurumeva abhigacche. One is actually human being. Just like Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, even after the position of his ministership, he was not on the standard of human being. When he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submitted, Sir, I come to you to know what I am, why I am suffering in this threefold miserable condition. That is human being. That is the beginning. Before that, it is animal life. Atata Brahma Jigyana. When one is inquisitive about himself, on Brahma's name, why I am suffering, he ami kanamare dase tapotra. That realization is here. Therefore, Narada Muni said, tapotraya, chikisya. Chikisya means treatment. By the grace of Guru, he could understand that I am in this condition, material condition means suffering from threefold type of misery, and I am endlessly wasting time for material comfort, for economic development. Samayava hikevalam, even I act as a perfect brahmana or as a perfect kshatriya or perfect vaishya, sudra, still I am wasting time. Still I am asking. How? That is confirmed in the Srimadha Bhagavatam. Dharmasthanushtata pumshana vishyasena pathatuja. Nutpada-edratin-jadi samayi-vahi-kevalam. Dharma. Dharma means own dharma, Brahman dharma, Kshatriya dharma, Vaishya dharma. There are different occupational duties. Do it. But side by side, you should take whether I am going to be perfect. That is it. That perfection, how it is made perfect, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? Saṃsiddhi haritoshana. What is that verse? Siddha-sreshtha vannāsama vibhādhasa sānu-siddhasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritoshana. Sānu-siddhasya atapungi vijasreshtha. This is the word by Sukadeva Goswami, Śrīla Prabhupāda. You are all learned Brahmin. Vija Shrestha. Vija means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. But Shrestha means Brahman. Therefore, Brahmanas, they are interested for spiritual advancement of life. Kshatriyas are not so much interested, neither the Vaishyas, and what to speak of the Shudras. In the Kali Yuga, almost everyone is a Shudra. It is very difficult to find. So, how they can be interested? Therefore, training should be given how to become Brahman. Then he is interested. Otherwise, nobody is interested. Therefore, it is addressed, Atapungi Vijas Sreshtha. The best of the Vijas, twice born. Varnasana Vibhadas. There is division, Varnasana, Varna and Asana. Varna means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And Asama means Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So, for the Brahmana, one who is Brahmana, for him the four Asamas are recommended. First of all, he must become Brahmachari, a Brahman, son of a Brahman. Then, when he is fully trained up, he should become a Grihastha. Not sure, but if he likes. Then, otherwise, sometimes he'll find no Sikh Brahmachari. Never, just like my Guru Maharaj. He never married. No Sikh Brahmachari. So, Brahmachari, Grihastha, then not to stuck up with the family affairs up to the end of death. No. At a certain stage, after 50 years, he must give up. That is called Vanaprastha. And then after being trained up in Vanaprastha, very nicely, he takes on that. This is Brahmana, four asrama. And for the Kshatriya, up to Vanaprastha. Up to Vanaprastha, just like Maharaj Yudhisthira and all the brothers, they left home, but the wife was there. That is called Vanaprastha. They did not take sannyas, kshatriya, up to Vanaprastha. Vaishyas, no Vanaprastha, no sannyas. Up to Grihastha. Brahmachari is compulsory for the teacher, because there is the training. And for the Shudra, there is no Brahmachari, only Grihastha, marriage. Otherwise, life will be very irregular. In this way, Varnasam. So, there are duties. Therefore, it is said, Ata Kungi Vijasvesta Varnasam Vibhag. So, you may be stayed in any ashrama or any varna, it does not matter. But you should see whether your life is perfect. If you don't see, otherwise samaye vaikeva. If you don't see how my life is being perfected, then sanmasthanushtita pungsan vishyasena patasita utpada. If he does not awaken his dormant Krishna consciousness, then samaye vaikeva. Simply. Simply by sattva. But if he develops Krishna consciousness and he learns how to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna, that is it. That he understood. Ekat saṁśitata brahmam tāpatraya chikisita. This is the chikisita, treatment. Aptav, if you want to get relief from the material condition of life, then you should learn how to please Krishna, how to satisfy Krishna. That is called bhakti. Without bhakti, you cannot give relief. Jnana, karma, yoga will not get relief from this tāpatraya. And if you execute devotional service, that immediately become free from the tapasra. Shishukham kottum abhvayam, Krishna said. It is so nice. Devotional service is so nice. That is shishukham kottum abhvayam. It is very pleasing to transact. And abhvayam. And whatever you do, that is your permanent task. Shishukham kottum abhvayam. How it is shishukham? Why you have been constructing these big temples? Just to give you happiness. What is that happiness? You take prasadam, nice prasadam. Don't take more. Otherwise, leave more. But as much as is required. Javadatta prajanam. Chant Hare Krishna mantra. And go to back to home, back to home. Is it not susukham? Otherwise, you will have to work like an ass, day and night, simply for sex life. Janamaisanadi-jihamedi-sukham-nitu-cham. So sex life we also allow, but not illicit. But that is not required, and you advance in unity. But so long you are not advanced, how that is? According to regulation, I being a grihastha doesn't matter, but the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, taking prasadam and work for Krishna, that is recommended here. Karma brahmani bhavitam. Brahmani bhavitam. Only for satisfaction of Krishna. You work, chant Hare Krishna mantra, take prasadam. So, bhakti yoga, you want to try to understand Krishna, then what will be the result? Saptadeham punarjanma naiti mametikam. Immediately. So, everyone should be alert to treat this miserable condition of material life. Tapatraya. Tapatraya unmulana. One has to uproot this tree of tapatra. That is perfection of life. Here Narada Muni realized that tapatra chikishika, not unmulanam. Unmulanam means when we are liberated. That is unmulanam. But why so long we are not liberated? The chikishika. The chikishika in another place. Parikshit Maharaj says, bhavaushadhi, the medicine for this disease of repetition of birth and death. So the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the bhavaushadhi. Somewhere other you have got it and you are chanting, go on continuously. Kirtaniya sadahat. This is the easiest process of tapatraya unmulam or tapatraya chikitsitam, and that is required in human life. Don't forget this principle. Continue this principle. And even there is little inconvenience, don't give up the association of devotee, because Rupa Goswami said, what is that? Uṣṭhād-bhajjāt-tattat-tarnam pravartanāt satu vitte sādhu-saṁ sādhu-saṁ. Don't give up the company of the body. Then it will be long. We are opening so many centers because to cooperate between the body and the body. Even there is incarnate, don't give up the company of the devotees. Even I am not devotee, with the company of the devotees, working with devotees, I'll become. Association has got such power. So, our business is how to get out of this taputra. That is satra, civilization. otherwise happening. Again and again, bhutta, bhutta, prasiyate. That is not. Now, those who are thinking of worshipping other demigods, that is not recommended. That is not recommended because Krishna clearly says, kāmaśtaśta hitajñāna jajante yodeva. Even there are some inconveniences, Krishna is completely able to remove your inconvenience. Krishna assures, aham kā sarva pāpibha mokkhaśya. So, we should stick to the position of devotional service, execute regularly the orders of the spiritual master and the śāstra, and try to understand Krishna, and you can understand Krishna only by service. There is no other. Sevana mukhihi jivahado svayameva spurata. If you want to see Krishna or want to understand Krishna, then it can be possible only by your service. Nothing else. So the best service, as recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the sitting walk. Jare dakho tare paho Krishna pada. Krishna pada. Amara kyan kiri hai ya tare. Jare dakho tare paho Krishna pada. That's all. This is it. Doesn't require any good academic qualification. You have got your tongue. You chant Hare Krishna and whoever you meet is asking, you become a devotee of Krishna. That's all. In this way, preach, live very nicely by eating Krishna prasad, chanting, dancing, and then get a light like Narada Muni. This is the purpose. Thank you.